Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and this is my co-host, Ron.
Hi, everybody.
We're on the second issue of the Batman Year One story arc, issue 405.
Starting out on April 4th.
We've got a hostage negotiation. This guy, I don't think they ever said his name. Regardless, some guy.
Yeah.
Just took like this, either this
family
hostage.
Yeah,
or,
it's a family.
I don't know if it was his family.
I think it was just a family. I don't think it was his family.
Gordon is on his way, but before he can actually get there, he gets word that the Commissioner Loeb, is sending in the SWAT team. The head of the SWAT team is a guy named Brandon. And
who's a douchebag?
Gordon's like, shit, there'll be a massacre.
Yeah.
Because apparently, again, we're in a city where...
The cops are as crooked as the criminals.
They just do whatever they fucking want.
And we're talking about the SWAT, which is, you know, probably the guys that they had that were the most, you know, gun-toting, shot-happy, you know.
So they're getting ready to... The SWAT's getting ready to just go in there and basically murder everybody as Gordon comes barreling through, like, the police barricade.
And he's like, hey, I'm in charge. You're going to have to wait. I'm the officer on the scene that's got, you know,
the highest rank.
Yeah.
So, like, he tosses his gun out, shows the guy
that he's dropping his gun in
and
the
walks
rain.
In.
God, it's so bad on guns. Anyways.
Yeah.
Apparently, they pay the cops really well because he can replace his revolver that, he threw
in the
water.
He can clean it.
Yeah, but still, that's still so
takes
bad.
Takes time to clean.
Well, that, and he just drops it. Like, you don't just drop a gun.
Maybe he placed it down.
Have you ever watched Archer? When they're like, drop the gun. He's like, I'm not going to drop my gun. You know what kind of damage that can do to a gun? He's like, I'll set it down.
That's one I need to watch. I never did watch Archer.
Oh, Archer's fantastic. You're missing out.
So Gordon goes up to the room and handily takes care of this guy. We then get... we go back to the police
Loeb.
Department. Yeah,
yeah, and he's Brandon's talking to Loeb. And he's like, man, Gordon fucked it up. I wanted to kill people, and he told me no and spanked me like a little bad boy.
Basically, yeah, he said he humiliated him.
Yeah.
Loeb's just like, the press is on his side right now. We have to wait.
Yep.
We can't do anything. I had high hopes for the guy, but he's obviously be in more trouble than we can afford. But we can't do anything right now. He's high profile. We get a couple of panels where... Jim is kind of disheartened, kind of upset that he brought Barbara here.
And that he hates his whole, you know, he hates his life, he hates the job, he hates, you know, everything about it, but he's going to keep doing it just because, you know.
He's trying to support his family.
Yeah.
He's a family man. Then we get, as he is, like, there at home, Barbara is, you know, giving him a massage.
Hell yeah. Happy ending. Oh.
Well, not so happy, I think, because
he
gets a call from Sergeant.
Because he was supposed to unplug the phone, but he didn't listen.
Uh-huh. Apparently, there's reports of a giant bat roaming the city. And now we go over to Batman, the first appearance of Batman.
Which is, it cracked my shit up.
Like, what's up?
Okay, the bottom panel, the face, it's just the face that he's making because it was so like, oh no!
Well, happens? He sees these three kids that are
stealing,
literally just kids,
and they're looting an apartment.
Yeah, he jumps on. They're on this what are those things called? Not guardrails.
Fire escape.
There we go, fire escape, and he jumps in the middle of them to scare them all. Well, one of them is so scared, the big
jumps
guy,
back off the,
almost falls to his death. They're like 20 stories up. His face is. Of concern.
Oh,
because
shit.
Like, oh shit, this is not what I wanted to do.
Damn it, I fucked up again.
Yeah.
So he catches the kid by the leg, and while he's doing this, the other kids are just beating the crap out of him.
Yeah, it's like they don't care that his friend is going to die. Oh, wait, they don't. Because it's Gotham City.
Exactly. But the one dude even fucking cracks Batman on the back of the head with a fucking TV. And it's not, and we're not talking like,
tube,
you know,
the old tube TVs.
Yeah, this is a fucking tube TV that probably weighed, you know, like 70 to 80 pounds.
I mean, it's small too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably about right. But, yeah. I mean, what ends up happening is Batman obviously stops them all with, he gets hurt.
Yeah, but he step by step, he's like, all right, he's like, I know what this kid's getting ready to do, and I'm going to stop him. And then this part cracked me up too, where like, he's got all these kids unconscious, and he's just sitting there on top of them, like, fuck. Like,
oh, damn. I should know better. We jump to, that was mid-April. We jump to middle of May now.
Oh, dude, this part cracked me up.
Go ahead.
So you've got Flass.
He's doing that dance.
Yeah. You got Flass, who is in, he's got his arm in a sling. He's got a neck brace on. And Gordon's talking about, you know, the
Batman.
And he keeps saying, you know, that he possesses, you know, this, this is, and, Flass is over there like, it's not he, it's it. And
he's not human,
Gordon. Yeah,
I'm just telling you, he's not human.
Yeah. And Gordon's like, whatever you say, pussy boy. And
like, why don't you tell us a story. And so Flass goes into this tale of how he got word that he was going,
there's gonna be a
drug dealer, yeah, something. So he single-handedly apprehended these felons. And as he's saying this, we get the actual panels where he's there on site.
He's taking a cut of the money.
Yep,
and
as these guys are transferring drugs from one
vehicle to another. Yeah.
Then Batman shows up and he's like, then what, we heard flapping of the wings, and one of the perps that have not yet, disarmed produced, 357 Magnum and fires at the creature and hits him, but it doesn't do him any good. It's like, whew.
And dude,
tail.
But I love the picture here, because he does shoot Batman, but he shoots him through the cape that's flapping,
yes,
above his head.
Yep. And then the claws that he described with his battering thing, yeah, was throwing out. Yeah.
That was fucking, the dart things, they paralyzed the felons, but he singled me out. And then like, I like how they're like, you know, Gordon's calling him. He's like, let him finish his story. Let him finish his story.
Like, it's fine. It's fun.
We should also probably mention Detective Essen, who's this hot little blonde here that's working with Gordon.
Yeah, I think she is a recent transfer to the department.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. This is her first introduction into the issue, or into the, maybe it's the main continuity too. I'm not entirely sure.
I don't know.
But
anyway,
this is the first introduction in the story.
Yeah.
So, we jump a couple days to the 19th,
and Batman is going. There's this big mansion looking place.
Yep.
And Batman with his backpack on, his bat pack.
Oh,
come on! He names everything after a bat.
Yeah, fair. That's not true. He's got Commissioner. Well, no, it's Conditioner Gordon. The Bat Shampoo and Conditioner Gordon. There we go. Bad joke.
God damn it.
I missed it too.
He goes through and knocks out all the drivers.
Yep.
Well, I say drivers, but they're more like,
well, the
bodyguards.
Ones that weren't already knocked out from drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, this is basically a dinner party. I'm not entirely sure where exactly.
It's the muckety mucks of Gotham.
That's who all's there. We've got Commissioner Lowe. We've got the Roman.
The mayor or something like that.
I think the mayor's there. Roman. Oh, crap. What's his full name? I can't remember. He's a big mobster guy, and I cannot remember his full name. Shit.
Roman the Mobster. That works for me.
I actually feel bad because he's an important character.
Here.
No, it's not that
sure?
important.
I can look it up and then tell you, like, you know, 20 minutes into the...
Yeah.
Anyway. So, while this is going on...
Well, we've got Loeb on the phone with Gordon saying, look, this Batman thing is your problem. You can deal with it. But you know, there's two sides to everything. He's what did he say? How many laws?
I'm aware of how many laws the vigilante is breaking, but there are two sides to everything, aren't there?
Yeah.
Further, I am not in the habit of explaining myself to my lieutenants.
The Batman is having a positive effect on public spirit, or have you noticed the drop in street crime these past weeks?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so he knows that Batman's, all right now Batman is doing is helping him out.
Yeah, so, making it look like they're doing their job better, and then they can take credit for it and then blame Batman for things that are going wrong. For all
the bad things, yeah. So Loeb's just like, you know, whatever, this is your issue, deal with it if you want to, but I'm not going to put any more extra manpower toward it if I don't have to.
I'd like to point out something that I love. The waiter looking guy, brings the phone out. Yeah, brings the phone out on a platter, and it's a corded phone. So you know that he walked from the kitchen with this cord behind him hanging out of this little platter thing to open it up to give him the phone.
Yeah, more dramatic that way.
Yeah, but no, I'm just laughing because that's funny as hell. Because you're like,
oh, 86. Yeah. So as Batman is setting up, he's got floodlights. He's got a grenade ready. But he has to wait.
Called a bat grenade.
Bat grenade and ready, and the bat lights ready.
There we go.
But he's waiting for the right moment to strike. He's literally outside the window.
Dude, and my favorite thing though is that there's only one. It's that stereotypical like movie thing where there's this where your power line goes right on the outside of your house. So it's so easy for anybody just to walk over there and clip it.
I'm curious. Is that? I mean, was that how it always used to be, though?
See, I don't think so, because I want to say that they used to go underground with them and then up into your house.
But, like, your box was outside, though, for, like, meter purposes.
Yeah, but they were also in an actual, like, metal tube. Like, you wouldn't be able to just walk up and clip one small line and... line? Maybe.
Phone line, yes. But power, electric... and I'm also remembering a story... that I just heard on Night Shift Video, another podcast that I listen to, also local here in Fort Wayne.
Oh, no shit.
They were telling the story of the Solder Kids from West Virginia. It's a tale of these, like, five or six kids that disappeared Christmas Eve in, like, 1944, 45.
In West Virginia?
Virginia or West Virginia, I can't remember which.
So they didn't even have power.
No, they did. No. Yes, whatever. Well, here's the thing. They did, but they didn't because the power line was cut. Because it's a whole conspiracy thing where the family, it's an Italian family, was speaking out against Mussolini. The other Italian immigrants in the town did not like the father for speaking out. Basically threatened him.
Talking to my guy all wrong. It's the wrong tone.
Kind of. Basically threatened him a few different times. What? Two different people saying that your power could, or your house might catch on fire kind of thing or something, which ended up happening. The power was cut, quote unquote cut, even though a lot of the lights were still on when they were leaving, getting out of the house. It's a whole thing. It's a recent episode. I'd say check it out. Anyway.
What's it called?
Night Shift Video.
Night Shift Video. N-I-T-E.
Yeah, it's a pretty good podcast. Talk about horror stuff.
Awesome. So, sounds like fun.
Yeah. So as they are getting ready to, I guess, the party is getting ready to have the flambe. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Batman throws in a smoke grenade, cuts the power, like we said. And then blows open the side of the window. And basically threatens them. It's like, ladies and gentlemen, you have eaten well. You've eaten Gotham's wealth, its spirit. Your feast is nearly over. From this moment on, none of you are safe. And as he's saying all this, the only light
was from the flambe or whatever was going on.
And he covers it up, which is freaking wicked. I love it.
Except there's one thing I don't like. The middle picture right there looks like he's got a little like Sancho mustache where it's supposed to be a shadow.
Yeah.
I know, but it literally makes me think of Zorro. Except a thicker mustache.
Well, to be fair, most of this is based off of Zorro. Most of his, I'm not going to say most of his costume, but like Zorro.
His escapades?
Yeah. Zorro was a big influence on him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was. Influence.
Influence.
Big influencer.
Because Zorro was the last picture he saw with his parents.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Why didn't he have a sword?
Who says he didn't?
It'd be a lot cooler if he did.
Who says he didn't?
He doesn't right here. No. I haven't seen a sword yet. Actually, I have yet to see a Batman with a sword.
I've got like
No, I take that back.
Three books where he has swords.
Michael Keaton's Batman does pick up a sword.
That was just Michael Keaton. That wasn't him as Batman, though. And that was him being crazy.
excuse me.
You're good. Next couple of pages is Loeb yelling at Commissioner Gordon to find the Batman, use everything possible.
Not Commissioner Gordon.
Sorry, thank you. Commissioner Loeb
is talking to Captain Gordon at this point. No,
Lieutenant.
Captain, right? Lieutenant. Okay.
Still Lieutenant. Yelling at Lieutenant Gordon to do whatever you gotta do to get Batman.
Go take care of that vigilante shit. I changed my mind. I don't like it. He said bad things to me.
It's funny. It's,
and my friends.
I go to a dinner and I get attacked, and now he's a bad guy. So Gordon and most of the rest of the police department decide to stage a mugging. And Batman knows what's going on, so he's watching it, but doesn't do anything, and decides to go take care of other people's.
I got more important things to do.
Yeah. So, he ties up the Roman and strips him naked, and basically hog ties him and throws his Rolls Royce in the
what lake. A waste!
Right?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I bet you it was fun to drive it, off the. But anyway,
yeah. Well, he's probably got like three in his garage anyway.
That's true.
Rich
people.
Yeah.
So wasteful.
We get Gordon coming to Harvey Dent.
Man, why does that name sound so familiar?
It's crazy. We get Selina Kyle and Harvey Dent. Weird.
Foreshadowing.
This
kids is what we call foreshadowing.
Yes. Gordon is asking Dent questions because he, every time that the district attorney goes after anybody connected to Roman or
any crimes, they end up going down by the Batman.
Well, no, not that, but before Batman even showed up, every time he'd go after them,
they
would get off.
Yeah, and not so in a good way. Well, I mean, in a good way, but not
well, maybe. Maybe so both. Gordon's like, well, it could. Maybe possibly drive somebody to do something not so reputable.
And I love this part right here. He's like, man, these are some heavy weights. is it important for a assistant district attorney to keep his muscles in shape? And he's like, I work out.
We do see a quick panel of Dent and Batman together.
Yeah.
Because this just foreshadowing that they are working together. We have a nice little couple panels here of Gordon and Ensign, who is, I believe, now his new partner.
Yeah.
Could be wrong on that one, but either way, they're working together.
Pretty well. They seem to get along.
Yeah, Gordon is liking it maybe a little bit too much. But she does drop the fact of Bruce Wayne having his parents murdered when he was a kid. That's motive enough for somebody when they get older to try to do something good. Yeah. And Gordon didn't know that because he wasn't from around here.
Yeah.
Which makes me think that maybe Ensign was in GCPD for some time. Although he does say that she was in Chicago at some point in time. You know what? Never mind. Forget I said
anything. Anyways, but regardless, she did some digging, apparently, and found out that, Bruce's yes. mommy and daddy got pow-powed.
Yes.
And,
As they're talking in the car, they're driving along, this food truck, I think it's a food truck, just a big box truck, comes barreling through.
Looks like they'd have a heart attack in the seat or something.
And he can't control what's going on. Gordon is trying to...
Gordon jumps out of their moving vehicle and into his moving vehicle.
Yes. He's trying to try to stop him. As this vehicle is going out of control, there's this old lady, or this homeless lady.
A bag lady,
yep. Who was right in the middle of almost being hit. And
because they always seem to be right in the way. Have you ever noticed that?
Well, I mean, they've got rickety carts with bad wheels. It's better to have them on the pavement than...
On the sidewalk?
Yeah.
That's probably smoother.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You've got those, divots.
Oh, yeah, and she's probably going to get stuck in those. Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway, so Gordon tries to stop the car. Batman, who sees what's going on... Goes and saves the lady.
And then Essen's over here with her gun pulled on Batman.
Yep. Until, well, because Batman is
he's a vigilante. Yeah.
Yeah.
And She's like, Lieutenant, you all right? He's like, don't stop looking at me. And Batman's like, whoosh, and slaps her in the face. Open hand strike, you know. He was being gentle with her. He didn't want to...
Don't leave a bruise.
Yeah.
Gordon wakes back up and tells...
Well, he passes out. He pulls his gun and tries to, like, point it at Batman, but he's like, can't get my fingers to work. And then he passes out.
Cops show up, and he tells Merkel, I think his the guy he works with a lot, Batman's down that alley, you know, go get him. As Batman is trying to get away, he gets winged.
In the leg.
Winged. And he goes bursting into this abandoned house.
Batman gets shot a lot.
Quote unquote abandoned.
Abandoned apartment building, looks like.
Yes, sorry, thank you. The problem is, though, is that Commissioner, hearing that Batman is somewhat cornered.
Yeah. He's like, hey, let's blow this shit up. Yeah,
he calls in Brandon, and Brandon drops a bomb, a firebomb, on the apartment building with Batman inside. Yeah.
Exciting.
I'm glad we don't have SWAT teams like that. I'm glad we don't have cops like that.
Well,
that we know.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Batman story.